I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday marks Haiti's 10-year anniversary, one of the deadliest earthquakes in history. Billions of dollars of aid later. What happened to the recovery? Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love says it never really got off the ground. One thing the disaster did reveal was that Haitians are resilient. Survivors were bused north to Cap Haitien and then dropped off. And strangers, many of them Christians, took them in. While anniversary stories will focus on Haiti's failure, this one focuses on the restoration that began with a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. DeHarda says those were seeds planted.
It was just a loving setting that kept people from being homeless and gave them hope in a situation where they had just had all hope destroyed.
Today, pray for wisdom and creativity as ministries find ways to advance the gospel despite Haiti's challenges, and pray for transformation. And translating scripture for new language groups is becoming more and more difficult. Escalating tensions and persecution are raising the risk levels. According to Bruce Smith, president of Wycliffe Associates, translation requests are rolling in despite the danger.
We're talking about 400 languages already at the beginning of 2020 that are on the calendar or wanting to get on our calendar for training and translation and technology support for their translations. So this is a year of great opportunity for us, despite the continuing challenges.
The remaining language groups without scripture are among the most difficult to reach. Tablets loaded with translation tools make work more efficient, discreet, and difficult to destroy. To support the purchase of these crucial tools, we'll connect you at missionnews.org, and then pray for safety and wisdom among the translators. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.